Wow, hello everyone.
Hello.
Welcome back. This is the Noble Combo Podcast. I'm Veronica. I'm joined by Harrison. He's to my left. I'm to his right. We're yes. waving, sort of. Hello. Hey.
Sort of. Hello.
But we're both just here wanting an excuse to talk about anything that ranges from anime to comics. Mostly anime, recently, and manga, recently.
I mean, there's, yes, there's, yeah,
there, yeah. Yeah, you know.
It is how it
you
is.
You know. Because we're trying to clean up our never-ending backlog, which is true.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Because some would say it's two people conversing.
Like Neville Combo and Juvio Combo, spot right above my head right there.
Wow. Wow, genius. Absolute genius.
Oh. Validation. Oh, that's, I forgot. Yeah, I forget I get the validation. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you get the validation. Oh my goodness. But you can watch every episode on YouTube or listen to it as a podcast by searching Novo Convo on your podcast service of choice. We're everywhere, anywhere.
Everywhere.
And in this episode, episode 134, we're going to be talking about Apothecary Diaries. Season one, which is exciting. So if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's about, wait, let me double check. 24 episodes, one season. So, so you know, it's quick. It's a quick one. You know, take a week off. Go watch it. Come back to us. We'll do some non-spoiler thoughts here. But Harrison. This was the anime, Veronica, that you did not want to watch. Because
I mixed it up.
You mixed it up.
Because I thought it was
the Heavenly Blessings.
Heaven's
one?
Official blessing or something.
Yeah. That one.
Because that's the Beel anime, if I remember correctly. So I was like, okay. I was like, at first I was like, she's just getting me into romance. Is she now trying to get me into like all of the
Listen, chill, this Veronica. This man, back in November, I was like, go watch Apothecary Diaries. It's really good. He literally sent me a GIF and it was like, nah, I'm good. A month later. Exactly a month later, he was like, oh, this anime is really good.
I started watching this anime. Oh my god, it's so good. And she got so mad. Not mad. It's just like, probably like the shock of like,
what? I was
what?
Shocked.
Like, you're like, are you serious? This dude just told me, nah.
And I had this screenshot of everything because we were in the group chat. And everyone was just like, wow, Harrison.
I was like, well, okay, because in that group chat, you guys talked about Heaven's Official Blessing for like a bit.
Yeah, but like
so I just, okay.
Your sister-in-law is the only person that watches and reads that.
So actually, my wife started watching that now.
Oh, nice.
Like recently, like okay, super okay. recently.
But like, yeah. like a couple
but
months
at the
ago.
Time, but yeah, at the time, time. Yeah. But it just looks similar, okay? It's like they had the same like hairstyle, bun, Yeah, anyway, don't worry about it. But
anyway.
Yeah. She wants to get that out of the way.
I sure
she did. She needs to roast just a little
bit. No, I just need to roast a little bit. But yeah, Harrison, non-spoiler thoughts. What were your initial thoughts when you started watching this?
So I didn't know what to expect, right?
Okay.
I didn't know. Yeah. I did not expect to get a mystery style anime from this. I expected more like.
Are you thinking like
shoujo?
Romance?
Like yeah, romance. Like oh, awkward. Like they have these awkward arguments. Blah blah. All this stuff. Like I'm trying to ship these two. No, I did not expect to see like legit like. Historical too, right? So that's really cool. So I didn't expect to get a historical mystery in a sense from this.
Like, oh, yeah. My husband, this was like his favorite series for the season. Which is shocking because he does not like true crime. And this was kind of like crime mystery. So I was sitting here side-eyeing him too. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, first Harrison denies me, then my husband enjoys this. Like, I'm getting the whiplash. No, but I also had like low expectations. I also thought this was romance. And then like three episodes in, it went like a different direction. I was like, oh my God, when did this happen?
And to make it worse, I think one of my wife's friends also, like, it was a couple and they were talking, we were talking about anime and they're like, oh, have you guys seen this? I'm like, no. And I actually had the same idea of like, it's that one BL anime, right? In my head, I didn't say it. I just, no, I haven't, because I didn't want to be rude. And they're like, oh, you guys should totally watch it. It's very like, it's the animation's so good, blah, blah, all this stuff. Yeah, but you guys will like it. I'm like, okay. I've heard about this.
If I could strangle someone through my phone, it would be to Harrison.
It would happen. It would be happening. She's like, are you serious?
It would have happened. On record, Harrison. No, but I just love how she, like, wants to live, like, a low-profile life.
Yeah.
Like, Mao Mao is just, like, that type of, like, main character. It's easy to follow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. And I think that's what's good, like, non-spoilery, like, a lot of this stuff is very easy to follow, but it like, pulls you in because it is a suspense.
Yeah.
So if you don't, like... No, even if you don't like true crime, it's still cool in that, like, in how they convey, like, the scenarios or, like, what she has to do.
Yeah.
And it's just fun to see, like, how smart she is at certain things. Because it's historical, right? So it's in the past in that technology's not great. It's just seeing how they deal with certain things. I think that's fun.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of gives me the Dr. Stone vibe of, like, science.
Yeah. Right?
So
yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, no. And then when Harrison says, like, historical, it's, like, during, like, the Emperor's time with, like, concubines.
Yeah.
So that's, right, like, non-spoiler, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I thought it was cool, too. I didn't know what to expect out of this. Because, you know, everyone... I feel like this was a sleeper next to, like, Furian.
It was a sleeper until everyone caught on, and everyone on Reddit is, like, Furian, this, and, like, Solo Leveling were, like, top.
Oh, yeah. These are top threes. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but, like, this was a sleeper because not a lot of people were talking about it weekly. People were binge-watching, like, Harrison later, so it did catch on as the season went on.
What's crazy is I think I started when it was close to the end of the second half, so end of, like... Yeah. Episode 12 or something. Because I saw a clip on 12. So, that's the other thing. I saw a clip of stuff on TikTok. And I'm like, wow, this looks like such a cool concept. Maybe I watched.
If I could.
Well, I could. Okay, in the spoiler section, I'll tell you which one. Yeah.
Okay. No, yeah, overall, it's good, though. It's good. Overall, give it a chance. Like Harrison did.
And you'll love it. Honestly, yeah, I really like this. It was really good. Yeah. Like, it was up there, like, with, like I said, Freerun and Soul Level. Like, those are the three that I was consistently like, I need to watch this.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Like, from last season.
There is a season 2 coming out next year. So you already know it's going to be coming out.
Yeah.
My actual question is, before we get to spoilers, is that, do you think 24, 25 episode seasons are coming back? Freerun had 25. This had 24.
Yeah. If they are... Great, in that if it's not just stretching it for the sake of having 24, then yes, good. Because I feel like before there was a chance of like, it's 24.
Well, fillers.
There could be filler, like a couple filler episodes, and I don't want that. Yeah. But if
we're thinking about My Hero Academia, when we talk about fillers, 24 episodes.
I guess we'll see on the next one. But actually, did the last one have that much? I don't think the last one did.
Mm-mm, not a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But for a while they did. It was kind of like,
yeah.
No, I think if it's coming back, I wouldn't be upset by it.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, there's sometimes when it's like, it's so good that I'm like, damn, I want like the next 12.
You want more. Yeah.
And they have it, right? And that's fine. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a mixture, right? Because sometimes you need 24, 25. I think Furian and this Apothecary Diaries, they needed the pacing for it was just right for 24, 25.
It was just right. Yeah.
Yeah. If you stopped at 12 for Apothecary Diaries, I would have been so mad, I think.
I would have felt like, cliffhanger, an actual cliffhanger.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. But no, I think it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, last thing I want to say before we go into spoilers, the anime does a very good job in subverting your expectations on, like, plot level, like, yeah, character-wise, and it's just, it's a treat. It made it so much more fun to watch.
It surprises you every episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Without needing violence, because we, you know, we were just talking about Solo Leveling, and now we just took a turn to...
Yeah. Yeah.
Semi, not that violent.
But it's, like, there. Yeah.
But it's there. But it's just, you know, the quiet type.
Yeah. The quiet type.
The quiet type.
Damn.
But yeah, let's get into spoiler thoughts. It's
spoilers.
Just kidding. We'll just get right into it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Harrison, do you have a favorite character?
The easiest one would be Mau Mau, honestly.
Yeah,
the easiest one. Yeah. So I'm going to I'll tell you. I can tell you. The unexpected person I liked was Lee Haku.
Oh my god!
The really buffed.
The buff guy!
Out of nowhere started posing. I was like, whoa!
I thought of you when he started posing. I was this meathead.
I started looking over at my wife. I was like, look, he's doing the double buy. He's doing like the.
My husband.
The side chest.
Here's the thing, my husband started doing the one pump exercise so he could just do it, and I was like, please stop, there is nothing more that I want for you to just stop.
Oh, it's great.
I think the easiest one would be Mau Mau, but I also like the redhead concubine.
Gyukuyu.
Yeah, no, she was my favorite. Because she was an enabler.
She was funny.
She was funny.
We're talking in terms of concubines, like the three, right? Or I guess it's like four, right?
Four.
No, yeah. Four.
Yeah.
There's four. I think she was the funniest one. I think the older one, Adua. I forgot.
Adua? Yeah.
I don't remember. She's so badass. She's too cool.
She's so motherly to Mau Mau. It's great.
Yeah. No, it's great. I love this. Again, they get all the stories and they get all the... So, plot-wise, I love how episodes do, like, what they did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like how Freerun did it, too. But they still... There's this thing. And it's like, when it's done well, it's done well. And it's like, I'm sure other anime's done it. But it just feels good when it happens, right? Like, when they show something, they show the plot, and it ties back. It rounds it out. They clean it up. They're like, oh, this is the actual story, right?
The best thing about, for me, Apothecary Diaries was that it had mini arcs that would tie back to how Harrison's like, oh, yeah, this ties back to, like, the overarching actual arc.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that it was also... kind of episodic at some parts.
A mystery of the week. A mystery of the week.
Like 2 weeks.
Or it's like extend, but it's the same thing as like those crime shows. It's like sometimes it takes like one episode, sometimes it takes a couple weeks.
Yeah.
If it's a big enough thing, it would just be an over. It's the same setup, and it's really good.
No.
Like for instance, like the one I was talking about, like that concubine, like the older one, the whole. Mystery about like how her like the whole like the baby was possibly mixing. I didn't really look into it because I was like everything was just we were just going right
you should at just that point. Be surprised yeah
it was like what was it the what killed the baby I forgot was it honey
yeah it was honey
it was honey right and it was fun watching my wife react and that, like, she's learning, like, medical, right? So it's just like, she's like, that would make sense. Yes.
She's like, it's accurate.
Yeah. Oh my god. Lo and behold, that's why she loved like this anime more. Like, if anything, she's like her husband, where she loved this anime. Like, this was her top one.
No. But. Yeah. Did you like the chibis? Jeez, an unserious question.
It was so funny. I was like, dude, I love when she, and because Mama was like, I think, isn't it Chinese for cat or something?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It's like a play on cat or something.
A play
like
on
that.
Cats. A play on words on the word cat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I love how she goes like cat mode for like those chibis. It's really funny. I was like, damn,
she
I
acts
this.
Like a cat.
She does. To Jinxi. She does. She does.
Did you have a favorite like moment? Like you knew this was the anime that you will continue watching.
Oh. I think it was just the moment. So my favorite moment's actually closer to the end, but I can't really say there's like a solid moment in the beginning where I think it wasn't that it hooked me. It was just like, oh, I think I'm starting to get like why this
like,
is good.
Yeah.
If that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, it happened early on with like how they broke down like I said, the mystery and all that.
No.
But
yeah.
I didn't want to say mine yet. Did you have one?
Yeah, I think it was a moment when she was like the poison taste tester. Like in front of everyone.
Yes.
Like
that was
like
good too.
Festival.
Yeah, I think that was
a good one.
Yeah.
And it just shows that she just likes poison. Like she tests on herself. So it's like poison and food is just
I love
really great.
That. Yes. I love that indirectly she has all those bruises. So they thought she was abused at home or something. all the what are they called? Like the concubines, like that's I guess
like servants.
Helpers?
Servant
girls?
Servers, yeah. Servants, yeah.
Yeah. They all were like they all were like, you know, doting on her and all that.
Yeah.
They just didn't want her to work. And she's like, why? I don't get it. Oh, actually, I think the funniest thing was she got caught and has to work for it. I think that was one of the funniest things that in the beginning was she just got caught. And she's like, I guess I have to work here now.
I know, which was interesting because I was like, isn't dad like going to be worried? Because she was living with her dad, like adopted dad.
Yeah.
It was crazy. That was a crazy moment. I was like, you're kidnapped and you're going to be okay with this?
Yes. I thought that was funny. I think I just, I just love seeing how she dealt with people at the beginning. But I love that the second half was, I think the second half for me is when it really picked up. When it was dealing with Lacan. Lacan? How was that his name?
Lacan? Lacan? Yeah.
Lacan. Yeah, maybe. But, dude, that whole thing, so good. Made me question, subverted my expectations and got me thinking I knew what was going on, just to learn I don't know shit.
I was doubting myself the second half.
Yeah.
With everything happening, like, it was crazy. Like, a new concubine came in and, you know, that messed everything up.
That one office lady... Where she was like, oh, you could bring back the dead, blah, blah, all that. So, I couldn't tell who was the bad guy, but it made you kept thinking, oh, it's Lacan, right?
They were pointing at him a little too
much. Because they kept showing him as a silhouette.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Like, they made you think he was the worst person, but they never
on this
actually.
Planet.
But it's all a misunderstanding.
No, it really is.
Yeah. And, dude, it was actually a depressing backstory. I was like, oh, shoot. Because he loved, like, that one concubine, right?
Yeah. Who from the Pleasure District. Yeah.
Yeah. From that one place. I forget what it's called. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Yes. She's stuck in the back. But then, like, you just think, oh, wow. With the way he's talking, he's an absolute...
Shithead. Like,
shithead,
douche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then you realize, oh, he just didn't know. And I do like how the medical condition where he can't see people's faces, essentially. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting, too. There's, like, so many things, right? So, I love that whole section. And I love the twist. I love the connection. Like, how they're, like, he's... So, Mamo's... And I'm going to say this here just to make sure I'm not crazy. So, Mamo's dad, or adopted dad, is actually his uncle. Because he's because Lacan's actually her dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude. And then her adopted dad is actually banned from.
From
The palace.
The palace, because because again, he was trying to help out. I think he was supposed to take care of like one of the, deliver one of the babies. Yeah. He was supposed to deliver for the other concubine, right? But then ended up not. It was just.
It was like prioritization, but he got like hooked on like killing kid. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy. So, us talking about this reminded me of another reason why I love the politic game in this.
Ooh, yes.
Like, Mama was very, like, indifferent. And it's funny. She's like, I've been taught to not make assumptions.
Make a big deal.
Make a big deal of all this stuff. But then, here we
are.
But
that's why she's keeping a low profile. Or she's trying to keep a low profile.
Yeah. She's fully aware, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
What's your thoughts on Jinshi?
I was just going to ask you that, actually.
I know.
I love
him. Hijacking.
Love him. I love him. I love him.
I knew it.
If there was ever a type in anime, it's him. Pretty man, pretty boy. That's it.
He's so funny. I love how.
Yes.
He knows it. I think that's the best part is that he knows it. Whenever he does he plays the
whenever he sparkles.
He sparkles and it's just so good. And the classic trope of, oh, it doesn't work on the main girl. Oh no, wait, hold on.
Hold on.
I must have her.
Or his close servant guy.
Cause they're
close friends.
They're both eunuchs.
Yeah.
Dude, first half of the season, I was like trying to guess that. I was like, I
yeah, don't me
think
too.
I don't think he's.
But he's young.
Yeah.
Jinxian is young.
Yeah.
He's around Mao Mao's age, which is why I do.
But they
ship
lied
them.
About his age. Yeah. But they lied about his age, right?
Yeah, they did. They like added like 5-6 years to his age.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's supposed to be like 20, like 3. Mid-20s.
Yeah, 20s. Yeah. Yeah. Like early 20s, but he's actually like 18 or 18, something. Right?
17, 18. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is why he's so damn childish to Mao Mao.
Which makes sense, right? It's just, oh, duh. Okay.
Do you ship them?
I do.
You ship them?
I do. Yeah.
This is like one of the romances where it's just like low key. Like it's not like top priority, but you want to ship them.
Yeah.
So does the animators, I think.
Dude, okay, speaking of animation, when it goes hard, it goes hard.
It does.
Like, it is so detailed. It's so beautiful. I was like, dude, this is insane.
It's the coloring. There's something about this anime and the coloring, like, it matches up with the mood and everything. I don't know if you noticed that, but it was like, so pretty.
Everything pops when it just accentuate, and it's just... Yeah, it's the colors, like, they play colors very well in that, like, when it's, like, important, it's important.
Yeah. It's, like, very important. No.
Like, there's moments when we just sit there, like, my wife and I would just scroll back and we're like, dude, did you see that? That's insane. Like, that looks so good.
Oh, I know. I don't know if you heard much about the manga, but I heard the manga is, like, top tier. I haven't read it, but...
My wife started like I think a couple weeks after when she had more free time. She started and she's like, "It's good."
It's
like, "Oh, it's like, oh, okay."
I think I probably won't read this. Yeah. I say that now, but you know, after recording, I might start. Who knows?
Who knows? You'll catch up, NBD.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to, but I mean, you know. Did you have any cons? Was there anything you wish they like added on or taken out or did more of? Anything?
So now only because, okay, one, because I came in with low expectations, not knowing what I was going to get into, right? I think everything was just such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
It was nice that it was a crime focused one. I didn't have any issues with the pacing. Because, again, I think the pacing being slow already makes it easy to not be like, oh, they don't have to balance, like, the hype, low, you know, like the typical shonen issue of, like, oh, we got to the big thing. Oh, now we're in the low again. Like, I know some people don't like it. And sometimes it's too dragged out. But here, the pacing, like you mentioned, like, oh, 24 is perfect with it. Like, with how, not slow, but, like, you know, with
It's easier to digest, I think.
Yeah. The pacing is easier to digest. It's just nice. It's just fun to watch. It's like you said, I think we said it was like kind of episodic in that it's almost crime of the week, and it was just nice.
That's a good like analogy for Apothecary Diaries.
It was like mystery of the week, really. Mystery it was just like, oh, week. What's the issue this time?
Yeah.
She gets brought in. I'm like, dude, it's cool. It's like they had like that puzzle with the brothers, right?
Yeah.
The coolest thing was all these things were connected.
Into one big
issue. And you're like, wait. Whoa.
What's happening?
And it just... I kind of saw it coming. I was like, oh, it's probably all going to over arc. But it's just, as you're watching, you just get caught up. You just don't even notice.
You just don't know. You don't notice.
Because sometimes it's just like so separate. It's like, oh, yeah, he just dealt with this. Oh, this warehouse fire. Oh, okay, cool. But yeah.
And then the puzzle was coming together. And I was like, by the end of like that episode where we found out that they were going to kill like
him, Oh, yeah.
They wanted to kill him. And I was like, no.
The craziest thing, and again, that was the twist. You thought it was Lacan, legitimately, because he happened to be there. And oh my god, yeah, because Lacan just wants to have Mama as his daughter. Like, there's just so many things.
Yeah.
Biggest twist: Lacan being a dote, like just like the loving, doting dad. Is like, oh.
Dude, I love it when he sasses everyone with his dog emoji, like chibi. He's like hee hee hee, like.
Which is the irony, right? I love the irony that he's like, he actually acts like that. He's like the dog chibi. And then Mama's the cat. I'm like, of course they won't get along.
No, of course not.
So it's great.
What are you most excited about season 2 next year? What do you want to know? There's so many mysterious things, I think.
I want... have they revealed that he's the Jinxie's, like, to Mama? I don't think Mama knows yet, right?
No, Mama does not know. She has like an inkling...
The best part she's always had the inkling, but because she's like, I was taught to not like, you know, do this. She's right all the time for so many things.
She is.
I just want more. I guess I'm ready for more. I don't really. They keep touching on Jinxie's backstory. I'm like, dude, I'm ready for that reveal. I'm ready for that reveal.
I'm ready. He's a mysterious guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I just want more. My husband's like, this is one of these animes that people won't die, right? And I was like, you are the weeb. You are the bigger weeb here. You let me know if this anime is going to just kill people off. He goes, predicting season 2. I'm like, oh, God. You're mostly right 99% of the
I actually thought someone was going to die at the end. I thought that concubine. Again, they connected that so well. The one with the syphilis. I thought she was gonna die at some point, honestly, but no.
No.
What a beautiful ending! Like Jesus, that's unexpected. Oh.
Oh, so good. No, but I'm ready. I think we're both ready for season 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I want more.
Me too. But do you have anything else? Did I miss anything? I don't think I did.
No, I think you've got everything.
Yeah.
Comment down below if you feel like. If you felt the same or if you had a different favorite mode, there's so many things. What was your favorite mystery, honestly? What was the one that like got you hooked? I think that's the best one.
Yeah.
Like best thing to like just let us know.
Yeah. Just let us know.
The puzzle.
Go watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be like Harrison and judge it.
Misjudge it.
But it's on record now that you did judge it. It's on record.
Yeah. It's my fault.
On accident.
I did that to myself.
Yeah. I'll let it go eventually. Maybe after this. I can let it go after this.
She's not going to let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
She's going to bring it up for season 2. That's my bet.
Me too.
Cry.
But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on all our socials at NovoConvo and GOVOConvo, logos above Harrison's head. If you're on YouTube, comment down below your favorite stuff, characters, mystery, or what you didn't like.
If you didn't like, like, are we just that biased that like I can't tell?
Basic.
I don't think this one's a basic one though. That's the crazy thing.
Yeah, no, I agree, totally agree.
But let me know if I'm just in a bubble. Let us know if we're just in a bubble. Honestly,
no, we are. And it's fine.
This echo chamber that we've created.
It's fine. Like this video. Smash that subscribe button. You know, left to right, right to left.
Right to left.
Yeah. But we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.